3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Exfabula!
True personal story.
Exfabula!
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
It is a holiday weekend in Milwaukee. This is Exfabula Radio on Lake Effect Weekend on WUWM. I'm Bruce Winter with Exfabula co-founder Leah Delaney. So much going on this weekend. 4th of July holiday coming up. Summerfest going on. So much to do and be in Milwaukee. Good to see you.
Oh, good to see you too. How goes it?
It is going good. And, you know, I'm looking forward to hot fun in the summertime.
Yeah. You got any special plans this weekend?
Not yet. But, you know,
you have some very non-special plans?
I tend to ad lib.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Like right now, how we're doing.
Exactly. No script. That's my life. No script.
Yeah, it's always very exciting. Yes, you are so right. I did bring more stories with a new theme this holiday weekend. We have some changes going on in the background of Exfabula, which is so exciting for everyone. Oh, well, I'm going to break the news. We have new board members that are entering the Exfabula board in the next month or so. Raina Johnson and Megan Coven are stepping up. Megan is actually taking over for Bob Pothier as our new Exfabula board president. So big round of applause for her. She's been ultimately a fantastic supporter of our mission for a long time, as well as Raina Johnson. The lovely Raina Johnson is stepping into our secretarial position. So again, huge supporters of our mission to create better bonds, tighter community bonds in Milwaukee.
And you guys just continue to grow with only the things you do for Story Slams and public events, but things you do behind the scenes too. So.
Yeah, trying to keep Milwaukee as strong as possible through the art of storytelling. Raina Johnson is going to start out our show today. She told a story at our Only in Milwaukee event. So let's listen to Raina Johnson's Only in Milwaukee story.
I'm 31 years old, and about 5 years ago, I got a driver's license for the first time. I grew up in Milwaukee with my mom, and my mom didn't drive either. So everywhere we went, we took the bus. I have two older siblings, and actually I was told that my mom went into labor with me on the bus taking my siblings to the zoo. So the bus has been our friend for a very long time. So I grew up here, took the bus everywhere, because that was the only thing that I knew, and I didn't have a means when I turned 16 to really learn how to drive. So I grow up, you know, I go through life, I get a bachelor's degree, I had a child, he's sitting over there in the corner. But I never got a license. And so I started dating this guy, and he's like, wow, you've done so much. You've accomplished so much in your life. And there's this one little thing that I just couldn't quite get to, which was a valid Wisconsin driver's license. So he's like, well, that's strange. So he lets me drive his, 2009 Toyota Camry. It was silver, had four doors. And he's like, you should really learn how to drive in my car. And I was like, this is great, sure. So first we started out driving around his neighborhood on the north side. And I got a little cocky, maybe. And so we scheduled the road test. I was super excited about it. And I remember I took off work because I was like, I have to go do this. This is a big deal for me. So took off work. I like literally took the whole day off because I had to like mentally prepare for this process. And so took the day off. We go to the DMV. I'm like, I'm ready. We're going to do this. I'm going to get a driver's license today. So I went all the way to like 55th and Grange. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? It's very like residential, very nice, quiet, very pretty over there. So I go, I get in this car, and the instructor, we walk out to the car together, and I'm like, I bet you've never had anyone as old as me take a road test. And she's like, honey, you're fine. I've had people older than you, but just, you know, calm down, you're gonna be fine. So we get in the car, we start driving around. I'm like distracted by all of the houses, and she's like, okay, now parallel park. Nope. Nope, to this day. Nope, I would drive around and around and around. not going to Parallel Park. So eventually we get back to the DMV, and she says, you need to work on your parking, like in general and parallel parking, but you passed. And I was like, great, that's so wonderful. Here I am with a bachelor's degree and a baby, and I was thinking about going to graduate school, and now I have a driver's license. I felt like a real adult. It was wonderful. I was 26, this was great. So the following day, my then boyfriend says, hey, you can take my car to work, and I'll drive my truck. And I was like, cool, I can sleep in a little bit, maybe wake up. Actually, no, I can wake up a little earlier, and I can go to Starbucks, and I can read the newspaper. I have all this extra time in the morning before I go to work, right? Because I'll have a car. Because I was so used to just hustling on the bus, right? So I'm driving, and I'm like, yeah, it's early in the morning. It's like probably 7 o'clock, and I'm like on my way. I was like, I know how to get to Starbucks. I got landmarks because I can't drive and do the Google map thing on my phone. And so I was like, I know where I'm going. I got my landmarks, right? I'm headed to Starbucks, and I'm driving down Fond du Lac. It's pretty busy. It was winter, and I get ready to turn. So I'm going to make a left-hand turn. Missed it and crashed into a light pole. So the car, the tire, went into the pole with the light, and I tried to reverse really quickly, and it didn't work. So the police were called. The traffic lights on this super busy intersection at 7 o'clock in the morning didn't work anymore. The police came, a tow truck came, and I said, officer, I just got my license yesterday. And he said, ma'am, people do that all the time. And I'm like, no, really, check the date. It was yesterday afternoon, not even 24 hours ago. And so he felt bad for me, so they waited with me. Luckily, I wasn't injured. My son wasn't in the car, so that's good. But I don't drive very much now. And that boyfriend, well, I paid his deductible, and he got his car fixed, and we're not together anymore. So that's my only Milwaukee story, and I love our public transportation system. Thank you.
And that was Raina Johnson's story from our Only in Milwaukee event.
You know, for some people, learning how to drive a car comes real easy. Others, you know, you just never get it. And so, like she said at the end of her story, I ride the bus a lot. So
yeah.
That's great.
You know, I'm going to segue into a little something we have going on with our Xfabula website right now. Per usual, we are voting on season 9 themes. We have a whole bunch of themes that we have set up at xfabula.org that we want to welcome Milwaukee to chime in their thoughts on it. A couple of the themes that we have, maybe this will help people, you know, get their brains going about their personal stories. But try again.
Ooh, I like that.
Karma, TMI, last straw, connections, in plain sight, 3 is a crowd, a whole bunch of more to choose from here. But
I thought of at your own risk.
At your own risk. I think the voting ends on July 21st. Don't quote me on that, Milwaukee, but please go to xfabula.org to confirm this information and to vote.
All right.
All right, so let's move it along. We have another Only in Milwaukee story coming up from Megan Coven. Let's listen to Megan's story about her experience with Only in Milwaukee.
So I grew up in Milwaukee. I grew up by the old county stadium. And that parking lot was a big part of my childhood and adolescence. You know, my family and I, we used to walk the dog down there. I learned how to drive and parallel park in that parking lot when there wasn't a game going on. I also learned how to drive my mom's stick shift in that parking lot, not always successfully. And in high school, you know, when you leave the house that I grew up in, you go down the street and there was like this bank of bushes, you know, trees and whatnot. And you get in there and kind of scale down a hill and you'd land down this walkway underpass into the parking lot, kind of where all the pedestrians used to be funneled from, what was that, Mitchell Park or whatever that parkway is that would kick you up over onto Blue Mound. Okay, so, you know, I used to hide things in these woods, you know, whether it was a pack of cigarettes to sneak, you know, smokes when I was young. When I got older, I had the brilliant idea of stealing some beer out of my parents' refrigerator and then going and finding an empty log to put the cans of beer to hide it for later. And, you know, miraculously, I came back and they were gone. And, oh, I wanted, you know, I can't go to the police. It was such an injustice. But I would probably say the worst, you know, the biggest amount of trouble that I got into in that parking lot had to do in high school. After I had learned how to drive a car and specifically drive my mom's stick car, it was a, gosh, what kind of car was it? It was like a Dodge Colt. Four-door, you know, tin can, baby, weird blue color. And my boyfriend and I, you know, I drove us down to that empty parking lot when there was no game, and we started making out, and things got a little hot and heavy, and some clothing came off, and the windows fogged up. It's gotten dark out now. It's very romantic in teenager terms, and you know, things are happening in the passenger side of the car, and all of a sudden this bright light comes in and on the window. Well, my boyfriend freaked out, you know, and he like jumps off of me, jumps into the driver's seat, does not know how to drive stick, and we tear out of there in first gear, you know, 30 miles an hour or whatever. And I am laughing like a crazy person. Like, I think this whole thing is hilarious because I look back and it's not the cops. It's the county stadium security team, which at the time consisted of like 80-year-old men driving around in a golf cart. Very harmless, whatever. But my boyfriend doesn't know any of this. He is not from this neighborhood, and it thinks that the cops are out to get him. And like I said, we are like flying off at 30 miles an hour in first gear, and I am praying that he doesn't break my mom's car, but laughing all the way. He was not laughing one bit. As a matter of fact, his pallor had really gotten pale. And honestly, I couldn't understand why he was so upset. I mean, we were just a couple of kids having some fun. And it wasn't really until probably a year or two ago that I learned about white privilege and what that means here in Milwaukee, that it suddenly dawned on me that my African-American boyfriend had a very different experience than I did in this situation. To him, this was an incredibly scary scenario, and there I am laughing my head off like a dumb white girl. And it really got me thinking about how there are some wonderful things from my past and my childhood that have only, you know, they are Milwaukee, they are only in Milwaukee, but so is the differences in the racial injustice that exists in this city and how it permeates and impacts every single one of us as Milwaukee citizens. Thank you.
And that was Megan Coven's story, Only in Milwaukee, at a story slam that took place at 3041 North.
Mm-hmm. Don't you love how that story just turns? What was going along as you thought was just a story about the misadventures of youth, and then it becomes an adult realization. Just like, and the story, she did such a great job. I love it.
Yes, indeed. You know, when people think about their stories and how to construct them, the turning points are so necessary just to kind of keep people engaged and turning in different directions. And this was a really monumental direction to turn to, especially when we are dealing with Milwaukee and the issues that we have at hand. So Fantastic job, Megan. And I also want to, again, congratulate Raina Johnson coming in, stepping in as secretary of a board. And of course, Megan Coven stepping in as our ex-fabula board president.
Can I ask you about story constructs? Are you guys still planning on doing some of those?
Workshops?
Workshops, yeah, during the year?
Yes, we will. Yeah. Okay. You know, this summer, we're kind of taking a little bit of a time off and kind of getting geared up for season 9 story slams and events and our fellowship series and our storytelling workshops. But yeah, people will just need to keep, you know, keep it in mind to go to our website. Got a couple seconds. Check out what's going on.
Right.
And also, I will be here to remind everybody as well, whether you like it or not.
You will hear from her, believe me, yes. All right. Well, thanks for coming in today and bringing the stories. And if you want to share today's stories with someone or hear them again, they are posted at wuwm.com.